Hello, it's Samara here. I'm backstage at the Proms with Alban Gerhardt. Alban has just performed the world premiere of Unsuk Chin's new cello concerto. Now, I'm a cellist, and I was pretty bowled over by some of the technical pyrotechnics in that concerto. It's obviously a massively complex work. How long did it take you to learn?
Well, this time, because I get often asked the question how long it takes to learn something difficult, I really wrote down each hour I practiced, and it took 87 hours about until I knew it by heart, and then now the last week I practiced another 10-15 hours, so roughly 100 hours from really scratch till today, and it will definitely continue. I will play it more, and this piece probably will never end up practicing it, because it is incredibly difficult also concentration wise. I've never actually played a piece where the concentration had to be on 150%, because the rhythmic, one cannot hear that probably, but the rhythmical writing is very complicated. And there's one place where he conducts five and I play four, and very hard.
Really? That's difficult to get
really
together,
mean,
that sort of thing.
Yeah. And I have to, while playing very difficult things, I have to watch him to fit my four into his five, because he cannot accompany that. He's having to beat so that they can play their 16th notes. So
well,
that there are many of these things where one had to be really in charge of the part, which I knew because I had looked at the score, and I was very scared.
Well, it didn't show. You looked very, very confident on the cameras.
No, I was scared shitless. It was unbelievable. I think, and I got lost twice. But she just told me she never didn't hear it.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Good.
Well, if the composer couldn't tell.
Awful. I mean, the orchestra knew, and obviously Ilan knew. He tried to get me back in, but no chance. It was like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And it's actually the 30 seconds, which I completely missed. I played, but I didn't play the thing which was written. This is the 30 seconds I practiced most in my life. I probably spent 10 of these 100 hours I practiced on these 30 seconds, because they were so hard. And I had one little thinking mistake, and I was off. And I was now trying to analyze why that happened, and just because 30 minutes of highest concentration was towards the end, the quick stuff before then, just something snapped. Even though I know the piece, actually I can see it in front of me. But even if I had the music, I would have gotten lost.
Yeah.
Because once you are...
Well, I don't know about you, but I find that actually having the music in front of me puts me off if I know something.
Exactly.
Because you look away and then you panic because you've lost your place. And
no. I can either
and
play
it's a real
music
barrier
without.
For communication, just having a stand there, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's some people like to have the music and some don't. It's a debate for another day.
But the mean thing about that piece is that you can hear most of the things playing. I played the Pinscher Cello Concerto, which is also a very good piece, but cello is 20, 30, 40% covered by the orchestra. And you cannot really hear what's going on. And here it's very see-through at places. And what I find very interesting and what I appreciated, that she gives us also some space to express something musically, so there's possibility to do rubato and to actually play a line. Often it's just so abstract that composer, musician and conductor are happy if everything is together. And here there's also a musical level which I enjoyed very much playing.
Well, fabulous. Well, I'm sure you're dying to have a shower and go and talk to your...
No, I listen to some sakra.
Well, thanks very much for talking to the Radio 3 blog.
You're welcome.